This VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. President Joe Biden vowed to stay in Afghanistan until all U.S. citizens who want to leave have been evacuated, as he stands firmly by his decision to leave the country despite the chaos that has ensued. The president stressed that the U.S. military is now in control of the airport and evacuating thousands, with the goal of getting everyone who needs to be evacuated out, both Americans and Afghans, by August 31st. Pentagon officials said Thursday that, to date, the U.S. military had evacuated 7,000 people in recent days for a total of 12,000 since the end of July. Up to 15,000 Americans and tens of thousands of at-risk Afghans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took full control of the nation last weekend. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn said this week they had moved to secure the accounts of Afghan citizens to protect them against being targeted amid the Taliban's takeover of the country. Facebook has temporarily removed the ability for people to view or search the friends list of accounts in Afghanistan, according to its policy head. Human rights groups have voiced concerns that Taliban could use online platforms to track Afghans' digital histories or social connections. Amnesty International said this week that the thousands of Afghans, including academics, journalists, and human rights defenders, were at serious risk of Taliban reprisals. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.